Hare Krishna, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 20, Text 27. We start with this. Trayastrim shachchatam hyashvan Bhatva visma payan ripan Daushmantir atyagan mayam Devanam gurum ayayau Traya Trim shat 30 Shatam 100 He indeed Ashvan Horses Badva resting in the yagya. Visma payan, astonishing. Nipan, all other things. Daushmanti, the son of Maharaj Dushmanta. Atyagat, surpassed. Mayam, material opulences. Devanam, of the demigods. Gurum, the supreme spiritual master. Ayayau, achieved. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Bharata, the son of Maharaj Dushmanta, bound 3,300 horses for those sacrifices, and thus he astonished all other kings. He surpassed even the opulence of the demigods, for he achieved the supreme spiritual master, Hari. Purport. One who achieves the lotus feet of the supreme personality of Godhead certainly surpasses all material wealth, even that of the demigods in the heavenly planets. Yamladva chaparam labam manyaten nadikam tata. The achievement of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the most exalted achievement in life. I'll continue reading a few verses because it's the same idea. When Maharaj Bharata performed the sacrifice known as Mashnara, or a sacrifice in the place known as Mashnara, he gave in charity 14 lakhs of excellent elephants with white tusks and black bodies, completely covered with golden ornaments. As one cannot approach the heavenly planets simply by the strength of his arms, for who can touch the heavenly planets with his hands? One cannot imitate the wonderful activities of Maharaj Bharata. No one could perform such activities in the past, nor will anyone be able to do so in the future. When Maharaj Bharata was on tour, he defeated or killed all the Kiratas, Hunas, Yavanas, Paundras, Kankas, Kashas, Shakas, and the kings who were opposed to the Vedic principles of Brahminical culture. Formerly, after conquering the demigods, all the demons had... Formerly, after conquering the demigods, all the demons had taken shelter in the lower planetary system, known as Rasatala, and had brought all the wives and daughters of the demigods there also. Maharaj Bharata, however, rescued all those women, along with their associates, from the clutches of the demons, and he returned them to the demigods. Maharaj Bharata provided all necessity for his subjects, both on this earth and in the heavenly planets, for 27,000 years. He circulated his orders and distributed his soldiers in all directions. As the ruler of the entire universe, Emperor Bharata had the opulences of a great kingdom and unconquerable soldiers. His son and family had seemed to him to be his entire life. But finally, he thought of all this as an impediment to spiritual advancement, and therefore he ceased from enjoying it. Purport. Maharaj Bharata had incomparable opulence in sovereignty, soldiers, sons, daughters, and everything for material enjoyment. But when he realized that all such material opulences were useless for spiritual advancement, he retired from material enjoyment. The Vedic civilization enjoins that after a certain age, following in the footsteps of Maharaj Bharata, one should cease to enjoy material opulences and should take the order of Vanaprastha. Okay, we'll stop here. There's some amazing activities here on Maharaj Bharata. And the whole idea is that there is nothing impossible for devotees. There is this famous lila with the printing of Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can read it also, the full version. So they had just, in ISKCON, they had just set up this printing, or actually, I don't think they just set up, but they had this BBT, the printing press. And they were printing some books, and Srila Prabhupada was translating, and they had to print, and the devotees were a bit behind Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada and this was this printing press was in Los Angeles, and when he came, Srila Prabhupada was a bit disturbed by this. And then in his welcome address, he gives this. Many times we heard this recording with Prabhupada. Apparently it's from there, where he's asking, where is book, where is book, where is book? And gives this example of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj with this Bagh Bazar temple. He's stressing, but like gently. And then next morning, there's a morning walk. Srila Prabhupada used to go in morning walks with his disciples. And Srila Prabhupada goes straight to the point. He says, okay, how many books are there that are not printed, that I translated and not printed? And they're like, oh, 17, Srila Prabhupada. Okay. And he's like putting his cane down. He's like, this is a great problem. This is a really big problem. And Rameshwara Prabhu, who was in charge of the printing, says, yes, yes. And Prabhupada says, they must be published immediately. And Rameshwara Prabhu says, yes, yes. And the Prabhupada says, so I think they can be printed in 2 months. Rameshwara Prabhu is like, probably I didn't hear properly. And then Rameshwara Prabhu says, look, Srila Prabhupada, we are meeting, we were discussing, and I think we can produce one book every month. Then Prabhupada says, one book every month, his computer, like, no, this is not fast enough. You have to do it, all the books in 2 months. And then Rameshwara says, Srila Prabhupada, that's impossible. Maybe we can do a bit faster, you know, like, maybe we can do a bit faster than 1 month, but 17 books in 2 months is impossible. And Srila Prabhupada stops and plants his cane, and he says, impossible is a word found in a fool's dictionary. So then
Rameshvara understood that look, this is this is serious. He's serious about it, and so then the devotees who were in charge of the press were just there, speechless, and they stayed back a bit from the walk, and they started thinking, okay, it's serious. We have to think how to do it. You know, it's not a joke. It's not a joking here. So they are thinking, and the more they are thinking, they get ideas. You know, like ideas come up. Oh, we can do that also. We can improve there, and then after some time, they go back to Prabhupada, and. Then they go, yes, we can do it. And then, of course, there were some conditions, because some things really they had to cut down. One thing was that they were the paintings. They didn't have only paintings. They had some pictures of the holy places also, something like this, because the paintings would have taken too much to make. They actually did it, you know, like they actually did print this in 2 months. So that's just one example of the amazing things that can happen for a devotee if they put their mind to it, you know, like if you start thinking, you know, okay, because first we are in this mood of, oh, this is impossible. Oh, wow. No, impossible. And then you're like, if someone is like saying you have to do it, then you're like, okay. Then you start thinking, okay, maybe I can do like this. And maybe you can do it. Who knows? So there's one subject which is always very interesting for devotees and very controversial somehow, about numbers in Sankirtan. You know, because sometimes... sometimes devotees, some devotees might think, okay, this we're just counting numbers here. What's all these things with these numbers? Why is it so important? And actually, long story short, Srila Prabhupada would not see numbers there. Srila Prabhupada would see that so many devotees got a book, you know, so many people got a book, and they get the opportunity to. Srila Prabhupada many times says that modern civilization means everyone is going towards hell. It's true, you know, like we go, you go in the center, where are these people going? They're just drinking and eating meat and this. So where they are going? And so and one book, this book can be the opportunity that they change their lives. And maybe they don't become pure devotees, but maybe they don't go to hell. So it was really important for this for Srila Prabhupada. Many devotees. In 1977, when Srila Prabhupada had his final pastimes, he would be like not speaking too much, he was like very, very weak, very, very sick. But he would always hear the Sankirtan scores. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj explained that sometimes, I mean, Prabhupada was really sick. I mean, they were, it was not, and he was just sitting. And sometimes he would hear for hours. It took like quite some time because they had detailed this devotee. And for 1 hour maybe or more, Srila Prabhupada would hear this Sankirtan. So this devotee distributed this amount of book. Oh, and this devotee. And then this was Los Angeles temple, and now this is New York temple, and this temple, oh, and the total for this temple. And Prabhupada would just hear this, was like, for him it was like Krishna Katha, you know, like it's like so amazing. And he's even said that book distribution is giving him life, which was practically it was very practical at that point, you know, like he didn't have so much desire to stay here anymore. So and there's some letters he wrote on this topic, like when Srila Prabhupada got news. There was first marathon was in 1972. But it was somehow spontaneous. I'll have to get more info. And it was 3 days. 22nd, 23rd, and 24th December. It was just 3 days. And somehow devotees understood that people are more open. They are giving easier donations. So they are somehow, like yesterday I was in front of this Mladinska Kniga. And people were searching for a present. And there was, this was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. And this guy, I was speaking with someone, and this guy is just sitting there looking at me, you know, like waiting for me to finish, like very, very politely. And he's looking at me, and then he comes after I finish. I see him, and I go to him and say, like, look, I'm looking for a present for my mom. It's like, yeah, okay, perfect. We have this Bhagavad Gita. His mom is more spiritually inclined. So I said, yeah, perfect. We just have this newly printed Bhagavad Gita. I put it in his, like, oh, this is perfect. This is perfect gift I have to get for my mom. You know, this perfect. So, yeah. So people are looking for presents, you know, like, or yeah. Actually, I distributed 3 Gitas today. They were all presents. But then I met this older gentleman. I stopped him and he said, "Oh yeah. I need a present. You have Bhagavad Gita? I was searching last year. They didn't have anymore because it's out of stock." I was like, "Okay, how much? Okay." Yeah. Okay. And then I met this couple. They were looking for some present for their friend. They're from Germany. So, yeah, you know, like, that's... So, in this first marathon, they distributed 17,000 books. The devotees, you know, like, they were beating us a bit, but anyway. So, Srila Prabhupada was really happy. And he says at the end of the letter, "So I am so much pleased upon all of these boys and girls in Los Angeles and all over the world who are understanding and appreciating this unique quality of our transcendental literature, and voluntarily they are going out to distribute despite all circumstances of difficulty. By this effort alone, they are assured to go back to home, back to Godhead." Far out. This is quite a big statement, no? So for Srila Prabhupada, he was very fond of this book distribution, and he really liked to have massive book distribution. So he he always encouraged competition, you know, like, there's many cases. In some cases, he would say the temple who distributes most amount of books, that's where I'm going next. So the devotees were really fired up, you know, like, they were really competing like anything. And there's also one very nice lila. There's Tamal Krishna Maharaj was head of this Radha Damodara party. And they were distributing a lot of books. And at some point, Hridayananda Maharaj was in South America, and they were doing huge, you know, like they were, I think Bir Krishna, His Holiness Bir Krishna Maharaj also told about this. They were doing buses. They would go to the driver. They can't do this anymore. But they would go to the driver and say, "Look, we have these books," and they would get these, and then say, "Look, we have these wonderful books. Everyone gets one. You give, you just line up and get your money ready." And the devotee was in the front, one in the back, and they would meet at the 100 books, you know, like everyone in the bus would take the books, you know, 150 or whatever. Everyone would take books like this. So they were distributing like really crazy, you know, like this was really crazy. And I mean, for us, it takes, you know, like it takes quite some time to distribute books. But they were doing like this, and they were very successful. And then, in they were Srila Prabhupada was there, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there, and so devotees were speaking about what they are doing in South America. They were telling Prabhupada about. Hridayananda Maharaj is doing this in South America and so on and so on. And Srila Prabhupada stops and say, "Don't speak so loudly. Tamal will have a heart attack." So Srila Prabhupada always, you know, jokingly encouraged competition because he knew that Tamal Krishna Maharaj was so competitive that he couldn't resist, you know, like he would have to increase his service. So, I mean, there's also somehow joke aside, but Prabhupada would always do this. And why? Yeah, I was thinking of this because there is this Vamanadev Lila. And Vamanadev goes to Bali Maharaj and asks, "Give me like 3 steps of land." But actually, what he's asking is everything. No, he asks everything. And Krishna is really happy when you give him 3 steps of land, some land, a bit. We give something. But actually he knows that we are just, he knows what we can give. He knows what we should give. You know, like he's like, "Okay, yeah, yeah, I mean, I'm very happy, but can you give a bit more?" we had this funny discussion with Bhaktadom, and I don't know where we were. We were distributing books. And someone gave a bigger donation. And I gave him 1 or 2 books, you know, or something. And Bhaktadom came to me. It's like, "Why are you so cheap?" Yeah. Why don't you give, you know, like... Give him a donation. Give him some books. You know, like I think we even had this Six Goswami's text. You know, like with us, with 3 big books and 3 small books. And he's like, "Why don't you give him some books?" You know, I mean, we were joking. Like, actually, I forgot that we had this sets. And the idea is that we are usually in this mode of ignorance somehow. Well, we give something to Krishna and said, he should be happy because I'm giving, I'm very generous. And this, so many times you can go out for Sankirtan, you just space out a bit, you know, you go for 1 hour, you space out a bit, and you do some 5 books, and you're like, "Jai," because numbers don't matter. But Krishna knows. What's your best? You know, like he really knows. Okay, what can you do? What he knows if you're full on or not. You know, so if someone tells you today you have to do 20 books, you did 5 yesterday. You did 5 books yesterday, yes, but today you have to do 20. And then you're like, no, like Rameshwara Prabhu. No, this is impossible. And then you can, he will say, no, you have to do 20. Then like, okay. Then you start thinking, you know, okay, I have to do 20. What can I do? And then you get ideas, you know, like, oh, maybe if I stay 1 hour, I'm just saying, you know, like, maybe if I stay 1 hour instead of half an hour, maybe I can do more, you know. Maybe if I don't space out so much, if I actually go and talk to people, then I can do more. Things like this, you know, like. And the real result is that you become more serious, more focused, you know, like, okay, yes, okay, I have to focus, you know, like I have to do something. So actually, numbers are good in this way. You know that they can get us out of mode of ignorance. And there should be a pressure on ourselves to improve our service. Actually, if you see in spiritual world, Srimati Radharani is never saying, "Look, today I made the best halava." You know, like Krishna will be, you know, like, amazed, and tomorrow I'll just make the same halava, and because it was so good. It was so good. It was amazing, you know, like, no, Srimati Radharani is always thinking, oh, this date, yeah, this was good, but, oh, today, oh, we're gonna do even better. So that's actually the consciousness that we should develop, and yeah, numbers can be useful or not. It can be a tool or not in this. But the consciousness we should have is to always think, okay, how can I give Krishna more of my consciousness, actually, more of my focus. Why? How can I do better? You know, like. So that's the idea behind the numbers, and I mean it's always the. There's the example of Hanuman and spiders or squirrels and so on. Sometimes the numbers don't... Everyone has a different capacity. Some people have, for now maybe, a squirrel capacity. Some people have a Hanuman capacity. You know, so if you're Hanuman, you should do your best according to Hanuman capacities. You should carry big mountains. You should not say, oh, look, it doesn't really matter. So I just brought these small stones because it's all one, you know. Like, and if you have if you're a spider, you give these stones and that's all you have. You gave 100%, perfect, you know. Like, so that's the whole idea, that we should... think how to do 100%, whatever our 100% is. So if you can distribute 500 books in one day, perfect. If you can distribute less, perfect. And actually the result is not how many books you distribute, it's that you give 100%, that's all. In mode of passion, you think we might think, oh, I'm the doer, I'm the controller. And that if I do 100%, I will win. You know, like, it might be not the case, you know, like, we might do 100% and have a small result or not. Because it depends on Krishna, mode of goodness and transcendence. You understand, okay, I give my 100% and, yeah, Krishna said today he wants me to teach me how to be humble. So today I gave my 100%, I was there like 5 hours and I distributed 2 books. Jai! I mean, Hare Krishna, that was his plan for today, whatever. But I have to know, I did my best, you know, so that's the idea. And then there's this story Vijay Prabhu says, which is also in the same connection. Who heard this message from Vijay Prabhu? for a marathon. It's on. It was on WhatsApp. So Vijay Prabhu tells a story about some children having a running competition. And they are running and they are running. And this particular child, he really wants to win. He's like fired up. And he's going. And it's not like a stadium. It's not a normal track. There's some nature. And he's running, and he trips and falls on his face, you know, like flat. And then his father, who is there, he's coming to him. How are you? And then his father is looking at him, you know, like, get up and win the race, you know. And then he's getting up, he's like, okay, so the race is not finished, nothing is lost, you know, just a little problem. And he continues. And he's full on, and then he goes a bit more, and then he trips again. And then he's on his face, and then he just looks, and he looks at the face of his father, and his father's like, come on, get up and win the race. And he's getting up, and he's running, he's almost catching the group, and he falls again. Third time. And then he's thinking, come on, this is too much. It would have been better that if I would stay first time, I would just quit and forget it, you know. Forget this, you know, like it's a waste. But then he doesn't even look, and he feels the words of his father, like, get up and win the race. So he's getting up, you know, like, and he's quite far behind, because after three falls, you can understand he was a bit behind. So he's running, giving everything. And first guy goes, and they're like, everyone is like, yeah, Jai. And then second guy, Jai. And then he goes, and everyone is like standing ovation, you know, like more than for everyone else, you know, like. And then he goes to his father, but you know, I failed, you know, like I was really horrible, you know, like this. I said, no, you gave everything. You gave 100%. So everyone was very happy, you know, and that's how we have to think of these results, you know. We don't have to think. We have to think, okay, what I have to do is really give 100% in my devotional service. It doesn't. It's not just sankirtan. You're cooking. You're doing any service. You just do 100%, and that's it. You know, like you do your best. And of course, sometimes you know Krishna says, "Abandon everything and surrender unto me." And this is a gradual process. And sometimes you just have to think, "Okay, I'm doing this for now. What can I do better? How can I do a bit more? A bit more? A bit more? A bit more?" You know, like. Usually you don't change your capacity from 10 books to 100 in one day, you know, like maybe you go to from 10 to 15 or something, you know, and then 15 to 20. Oh, okay, get joy. No, so that's the whole point. Numbers are useful, but actually the idea is that we should give 100%. That's all we're asking. That's all Krishna is asking, actually. Jai, if there's some questions, comments, concerns.
Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. I wanted to ask if this King Bharata from the Srimad Bhagavatam is the same with the deer.
No, probably not. I think so. I don't know. I think that there's more. I think this one is describes as Shaktiavar. I think it's different, but I'm not sure. I have to search for it.
Thank you.
Okay, Shadvuj Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, this point about giving 100% is very inspiring. So I will speak now according to some my experience. I think before we go to the distribute books, we need to meditate a little about that, and it includes prayings, japa, some reading, I don't know what. So if you agree with me, we need, it would be easy to give give 100% if we give in our chanting and all preparation before we go up 100%. And you can share with me, you can share with us maybe how we can prepare ourselves before we go out. It, maybe you discuss with about that earlier. I didn't come to listen to your lecture for some time, but if you are inspired.
Yeah, I mean, that's classic, because eventually you can't do big numbers long term if you're not every time His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj, he gives the same instruction for marathons, for Harinam tours. He says, be very regulated. That's always the instruction. Be very regulated. You don't cheat. You don't stay late in the evening and then skip Mangala and have some results. You can do it for some time, but you shouldn't, actually. We have just follow the morning program. We just wake up, come for Mangala, gentle runs, focused. Come for class, read a bit, and go out. Sometimes it's even better to put less hours and to cut 1 hour from Sankirtan and read this 1 hour. And probably you have the same results. Sometimes, you know, like it's, I can see sometimes that's the case, you know, like proper rest, proper everything, proper prasadam. You have to prepare. But sometimes, even if you're not prepared, you're just because if you're you have to depend on Krishna. Sometimes you're not prepared. You didn't read anything that day. You're tired, you're in a bad mood, you just pray, and then something can happen. But yeah, it's fundamental. Long term, short term, I mean, one day you can do, you know, like whatever, you know. But long term, without sadhana, proper sadhana, you can't give something that you don't have. You're telling people that they have to read these books, and you don't read. You know, like they ask you, what's in these books? I don't know, because I'm a book distributor. I'm not a book reader, I'm a book distributor, Prabhu. So yeah, it's like this. It's very, very important to... And yeah, to meditate also. You can meditate also the whole day, because it depends where is your consciousness. And the idea is, during this marathon, if you're full-time distributing, then the devotees make effort that you don't have to worry about anything. And you just have this consciousness, okay, today we're going out to distribute books. So you just have this in your mind. And that makes it easier. You know, like, I don't know.
Thank you. And that kind of meditation, not only with Sankirtan, but generally, include many aspects. I know myself 100% mean more humble, more detached to result, more compassion, more tolerant, more this, more many aspects. Not only numbers of hour of doing service, number of this number, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, of course. That's also. Why there's this controversy about number is that sometimes we do numbers in the wrong way. You know, like we
Srila Prabhupada really didn't like it when we were telling people that this is, I don't know, some strange books about what something else, you know, that than what it is. We should be really honest. We should really do things in the right way, in the proper consciousness, not like I met one person, and he told me that 20 years ago, he got a book from the devotees, and they told him it's he needs it for school. 20 years ago, I mean, I meet this person, you know, he remembered for 20 years, and he had a negative impression. He said, I don't want to have anything to do with Hare Krishna. You know, I don't want to have anything to do with these books because they lied to me 20 years ago. Such a negative impression, you know, like, he got the books, but, you know, like, how you get the books? How is also very important. It's important that people, when they go with a book, they're like just running home, and they're like, they want to read it because, wow, this is some amazing books. And sometimes they even, you can distribute a book and they give you a donation and just to get rid of you, you know, like, just go away, just leave me alone. Okay, I give you something. Shoo. Sometimes you see devotees distribute like that, and you see people are like, you see, they got the book, but come on. So yeah, it's very important how. And all these aspects are really important. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.